Come on down and listen to the pod. Got Tone, Ty, Nick, Pat, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Bob.
And
I missed it.
So I missed the second
It's not as fun now because he does it reluctantly.
I think it's better now that he does it reluctantly.
Welcome to the pod. I am Tony Diggs. It was called Boston Connor.
And let me say, it's not reluctant at all, but usually I do it only one time per intro song.
That's not true.
Per intro song, I'll do it once.
What is the noise, by the way? What would we classify that as?
I don't know. It's just one of those things I feel like.
Choking on a tonsillitis test?
No, like it's a sound. Like there's an instrument that makes that type of sound.
I like to think of it as an old wagon wheel clicking along down the road.
I guess
good. I love the song. Wagon wheel.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I picture.
An old timey, rustic sound, you know.
That voice just heard is Nick Moraldo. that burp was Ty Schmidt.
Good burp.
Thanks, dude.
What's your name? Zito. Cuban Zeet's in the back. I'm sure Billy McComas will be in here. Foxy is working on a video. Pat is on a call. So, you know, people be in and out. People will be in and out. An old wagon wheel, huh?
I understand what he's saying. There's something like that. Maybe like an old pipe that isn't working correctly.
No, not a pipe.
I have never, maybe to be honest, have you ever, I hope this happens in my life. Have you ever seen a wagon being pulled by oxen?
Yeah.
Being pulled by oxen.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
A farm.
On trails, you idiot.
Yeah, not the video game.
I've seen horse. I've never seen ox pull.
I have also seen a horse because, you know, Amish country wasn't too far from us growing up.
An ox.
An oxen as well.
Definitely have oxen. Whole yoke of them.
They're usually using those guys in
the field.
I thought
the yoke was what the barracks were called.
Maybe.
And by barracks, I mean the stocks.
I don't know, to be honest.
Couldn't tell you.
Is this a farming? I have no fucking idea what any of this stuff is.
All my knowledge
of ox.
You
don't know what an ox is?
I know what an ox is. I don't know the words where they store them.
Ox is a cow that pulls things.
Yes, like more like a plow, though. You're not going to see it pulling a carriage. You need it out in the fields working.
No. Oh, so you clearly have actually never played Oregon Trail.
I've played...
Too young. Way too young.
I've played Oregon Trail.
He literally just said that you won't see an ox behind pulling a fucking wagon.
It was a long time ago, and to
it
be
was 1949.
Honest, yeah. I wasn't even alive then.
18.
Are we
and
sure?
And even before that.
1945. Yeah. So you think oxen were doing that before that? World post War II. WW2?
What were they called? The 40. We had tanks
and
stuff.
We didn't have tanks. We were fucking riding on the back of oxen into the...
19. Dwight D. Eisenhower charging into battle on the back of an ox.
Whoa. I mean, so what? You're saying the 49ers got their name not from the Oregon Trail?
Well, from the gold rush.
From the gold rush.
Yeah, and why do we think the oxen were going out west? Not for fun. It was to find fucking gold.
Well, I don't think oxen were going out west for fun at any point in their lives. I don't think they really wanted to go out west, if I
had to
guess.
I don't know if they had much say in the matter.
I really don't. But I thought ox were kind of more north, like towards Michigan, almost. Similar to the Paul Bunyan ox
Babe.
Story. Yeah, Babe. Thank
Babe
you.
The Big Blue Ox.
Yeah, Babe the Big
the
Blue
Oregon
Ox.
The Oregon Trail was laid by fur traders from about 1811 to 1840.
So the 40...
Damn. Sucks, Tony. So they went out there first. Then that's when
they got there, started working. Boom! Here comes the gold rush.
Oh shit! We found gold.
They told by 1849, the word from the West Coast got all the way across the East Coast.
Think about
then
this travel.
Manifest destiny, my friend.
Exactly. Yes.
How many leprechauns do you think they found?
That might have been the hub.
Could have been.
If I had to guess, that's probably where they came from.
Why do you say they were finding leprechauns?
Because they have gold.
Gold.
A
lot of gold, Ty.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, what do you mean? Gold at the end of the rainbow. That's something to consider.
Yeah, San Francisco has a lot of rainbows.
Does San Francisco, is that where leprechauns...
Did you guys know the double rainbow guy died recently?
Yeah, last week.
Can we have a moment of silence?
Sure. Add one.
Every guy once lasts longer in bed, but counting backwards from 100 or singing Mary Had a Little Lamb doesn't always work.
99, 98.
That was quick. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes. It's the secret to longer, better sex.
Ooh.
That's because Roman swipes are convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your back pocket. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and they act oh so fast.
Yeah!
You're saying to yourself, probably sounds too good to be true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wrong.
Wrong.
The real deal. Slaves have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina after just 3 months of regular use. That's a lot of sex. Roman swipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes pack is small enough to fit, hide in your wallet. What makes swipes better than all those creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect that doesn't transfer to your partner or numb you. They're super easy to use. Just take them out of your pocket, wipe it on your most sensitive areas, your penis. Wait a few minutes. That's it. It's a quick way to take your time. Keep Roman swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex. Get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/USA. You're a big Lewis and Clark guy. Yeah. Did you know they discovered like 122 species of animals on their journey?
Oh, well, yeah. I would assume so. Mm-hmm.
Grizzly bears. They didn't know about grizzly bears till Lewis and Clark.
Well, how were they documenting
shit?
Writing them down.
Sakakawea.
Sacagawea. Oh,
no.
Did you just say
her name? Sakakawea.
Her name is Sakakawea. Sacagawea is the incorrect pronunciation of
says
the
name. Who?
Not my Sacagawea. It
says history, my friend.
You know, oh, because history is taught it's Sakakawea.
I do not know, but I'm agreeing with you. I am siding with you here.
It is Sakakawea. I'm being serious.
Did
like
you know
something.
She was 17?
Did you know that they were also the first documented threesome?
You know she was 6'2"?
Yeah, right after saying she's 17. That can't be true. I thought Louie was married. I thought Clark was the dog, and him and Sakakawea might have had something going on.
I think you're wrong about sucking Kakawea.
It's Sakakawea.
But, it's, by the way, it was sucking Lois. And so
Fucking Superman show. Don't start with your Lois and Clark propaganda.
It's Louie.
It was two females and a male on the trip.
Yeah. Louis, Clark, and Sakakawea.
Hold on 1 second. Was it just two people on the trip?
No, it was three. No, Sakakawea was third.
Haven't you ever seen Almost Heroes with fucking Matthew Perry and Chris Farley?
Connor just said it. It was Louis Clark.
Yeah.
And Sakagawea.
Yeah. And fuck, who was the last guy?
No, it was Louis Clark.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. Louis Clark is a different guy. He came over.
Who
later.
Was transcribing the animal encounters?
I believe it was Louie.
Yeah.
Could you imagine after each so they discovered 120 animals, every single one they'd go, "What the fuck does that thing do?"
Yeah. What does that eat?
They have to worry about every single one.
Of them, I think it was Louie. I could be wrong. I just watched a little series on this. Went on to become pretty famous and well known, obviously, after all this, and like basked in it. The other one couldn't handle it and folded like a lawn chair,
Clark
completely crumbled.
It.
I'm
killed
pretty
himself,
sure it was Clark. Yeah.
Yeah, shot himself in the head.
Couldn't handle
musket.
The Louisiana Purchase?
Yeah.
He just couldn't do it. I don't know if that's true, but you know.
What did you say?
You put two and two together. I think he shot himself in the head with a musket.
Once they reached the West Coast.
Can you imagine that process? It being in your mouth, you're going to fucking stuff it down.
Yeah, well,
light the flint.
Can you even reach it? Do you have to use something else to reach it?
They had little guns.
Well, but he used
talking pistols.
Was this an 1849 or 1949?
Flintlock, yeah.
This was an 1849.
What time was Louis and Clark around?
Good question.
After the War of 1812.
I do not know.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
for sure after the War of 1812. Pretty positive about that.
They
pretty
were supposed sure. to make a Netflix show about this with Casey Affleck playing, HBO.
Awesome. That would have been good.
Plays a great old timey.
1804, 1806.
Correct.
So not
before
1812. So quite a So they were pretty close to 1776,
damn
my friend.
Close.
Yeah. So do they have an idea what a bear was, or that was the first time they ever seen a bear?
Do you guys know where the start of the expedition was?
Yes.
Where is
the
start?
St. Louis.
It was actually recognized as Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh! Really?
Didn't know that.
That doesn't
know
surprise
that.
Me.
So Clark went back and killed himself in Pittsburgh. Wow. Man, that's sad. Time. That's a sad story. Sad story.
So they were just, were they exploring or trading first?
Oh, they went for the Louisiana Purchase to explore.
You always explore first.
They knew what bears words eat because that was the original fur that was traded.
There was black bears and stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire's the black bear state.
Yeah, up northeast and in England, there's got to be bears.
I'm sure there's no bears in England, you idiot.
How? Hold on.
There is no bears in England.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Bears just didn't go to England?
We can't. You're just assuming that there are no bears in England.
I've
we
never
can't.
Heard of a bear attack. No,
there's beer. I've never even wondered if there were bears in England though.
Well, there's not.
Is until there bears now. In Indiana?
Because it's all. There's no country for them to live in. It's all
bears,
city.
Are there bears in Indiana?
Well if your question is Indiana.
There's definitely bears are in thought Indiana. To have become extinct in the UK in the early medieval period.
See? Wow.
Oh, around 1,500 years ago.
Oh, so Pangaea, they weren't even close to up north. Then.
Nah. No, dude.
That makes more sense than, yeah, then they would be west.
Yeah, they're all with us.
On the scale of Pangaea.
Yeah, we took them. Took all
but
bears.
They would turn up in Scotland from time to time in the 16th century.
Okay. Every once in a while. Every once in a while, bear pop.
I mean, they're probably gone, though. 16th century.
Oh, yeah, they were killed.
Oh, God.
I'm assuming they were stabbed to death with spears.
Yeah, the Scots were not.
So they knew of bears, but probably the first one was a grizzly bear.
At that point, they were myths.
When they saw the grizzly bear, they probably thought that was the biggest thing ever.
Oh, fuck. Look at that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, holy shit.
Well, little did I know, it only eats fucking berries and scrubs.
So did Louis and Clark have naming rights?
Grand fish.
Ah, that's a good question.
Salmon.
Salmon, yeah.
So, yeah, did they name all the animals?
I think, I don't know.
Did they also
have to... I think so. I wasn't watching in-depthly, as you can tell.
Did they have set names before? Like, if we find something that looks cool, we should call it a salmon.
I think that's great. From what I'm gathering is we don't know the answer to any of these questions. I just keep firing.
So, like, some of the people...
But we can speculate.
Some of the names they put is a buffalo berry, a piping plover.
What are we talking about? The fucking plants they found?
It's just a list of things. A bighorn. A coyote, a gray wolf,
yeah,
a mule deer.
Imagine being the first one to find a gray wolf.
Well, see, I wonder if...
I'm calling bullshit on this. How did they not die?
Listen. Well, Sakaka, we knew her way around. But
she didn't
this
know
is
her
what
way
I'm
around
thinking.
Fucking wolves?
What I'm thinking now, but she knew how to read the trails.
Where was she from?
She was from a tribe. But
no shit.
One of the... Sakaka, what I'm starting to think right now is... Sakakawea might have had words for the animals already, and what they did was Louis and Clark. They both took
a silky warm wood.
She was from Idaho,
so they might have. Oh, really? Oh. So she came out here first.
I do know at one point they
How
ran
was
in.
She from
they
Idaho.
Listen to this; it gets crazier.
And
they ran
started
into some
this trail
trouble
in Pittsburgh. What was she doing in Pittsburgh?
They picked her up along the way.
They flew her in. She was the top of everyone's big board.
She's from Yellowstone, basically.
They ran into some trouble along the way, right, with another tribe, and turns out the guy leading the other tribe, her brother.
Oh,
wow.
Talked them right out of trouble.
Well, that's actually pretty nice then.
Interesting note about Sakagawea here. They either have her dead on December 20th, 1812, or April 9th, 1884.
Yeah, a lot of disputes about...
She either perished in 2495, so one of the two. Okay. No one knows shit about Sakagawea.
So Sakagawea grew up in the Rocky Mountains in what was today...
You said three different locations.
Idaho, which was in today Idaho, which is fucking Yellowstone.
So, yeah.
Or close to it. So she knew the animals.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So they probably took from her words, they were like, okay, it sounds like air.
So a wolf strolls up and she goes... Watch out for that motherfucker.
Yeah, watch out for... Maybe she calls it Ulf. Maybe it's just without the W.
Oh, so she probably... They had the root words for it.
Yes. And they had
the Latin word for it.
Yes, and then they combined them. Wolf.
Cat it, wench! That makes no sense! Shut up, Sakakawea!
Glad. Don't want to hear it right now.
Do we have a picture of these three anywhere?
No, there wasn't cameras back then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
An illustration.
Because I have seen the signing of the Independence, Declaration of Independence many, many times.
True.
Oh, this squad.
They painted
photo,
that.
Oh, so
it's
like,
a long time.
In all these pictures, literally every single picture on Google Images, this is hilarious, to be honest with you.
That's George Washington. They just took his face.
If you zoom out, Sacagawea is pointing in every single picture.
Well, she's showing the way.
Well, here's the thing, too.
She's pointing in every single
they
picture.
They also depict Sacagawea being about 30 years old, and she's 17. So, I mean, when you look at the photos, like, she's definitely not...
Big pointer.
That's just not an accurate depiction of her.
Imagine getting to the Pacific Ocean.
In these paintings, she also
from
looks
Pittsburgh.
Like...
Wow. What if they walked from Pittsburgh?
Joseph Redcorn from King of the Hill, the fucking Indian character. So that's kind of interesting.
So they... fucking kudos to them for making it all the way to Idaho.
Yeah, massive kudos to them. Really kind of fucked up how the historians did Sakagawea. That no one knows a thing about her.
She loved a point, though. Let's put this in art.
She either lived to... to 27 or 133.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't even care to like kind of keep track of this lady.
No one followed up.
Who showed them America? Like, who showed them the entire United States? But hey, I mean, that's on. Well, that's on Sacagawea.
She does have a coin on.
What?
She has a coin.
You don't remember?
Oh, she does have a coin. Yes, she has a coin. And people use coins so much these days. She got lucky with that coin.
I mean, coins were hot for a while.
Coins were hot for a while. Specifically the fucking Sacagawea one.
Not hot enough coin. To tell you how long they lived for. Or anything,
personally,
it was the dollar?
Oh, yeah. It was a dollar coin.
What was JFK?
Because I remember what they would do, too, is like when... when you'd sell your books back at like the bookstore in college, they'd rape the shit out of you with how much, but they would give you a couple of Sacagaweas instead of singles, yeah, which is nice because you couldn't use them anywhere.
Personally, I apologize, but here's 15 Sacagaweas.
Yeah,
take this, you put it to good use. Wow, that'd be awesome. I'd like to get paid in Sacagaweas going forward.
It's
honestly
actually not bad.
At every single cash register, I'm going to ask.
I think you get yourself paid in Sacagaweas. Personally, I'd be lying to you if I said that I hadn't ordered, I don't know if it was a Sacagawea, but I have ordered a coin off of an infomercial before.
One of those big buffalo coins?
We've all been
there. I have.
What kind? I mean, it's like I need.
Is it one of the painted ones?
Particularly.
No, it was one of those ones that was like I mean, it was like a 30 minute infomercial about this fucking coin, and they got me on it. I could give you guys an opportunity on
it's gold,
on,
silver.
No, it's silver.
Oh,
silver buffalo nickel.
On guessing why I ordered it.
Well, I'm guessing you were also the kid who had the 50 state quarters booklet.
I did not actually.
Wow. Still have it.
I only ordered this coin because at that certain time period, I felt it necessary in my life that I needed a lucky coin on me at all times.
Oh, so your totem?
So you just watched Batman and Robin?
I don't know why, but I decided, you know what? If I'm going to have a lucky coin at all times, I'm going to carry that on
you me. You and Two-Face.
It was very optimistic of you to assume that this coin would indeed be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And not just
to
a coin.
To be honest with you, I still carry on the tradition, and I have a lucky coin in my backpack right now.
You won't pull it out.
Lucky coin.
Well, keep going.
Go get it. Yeah.
Lucky. Okay. That's interesting. Coins, though. Why would you choose coins?
He's going to pull a random penny from the bar.
Well, not only that, though, but like if you were going to choose something to be lucky, would you choose a coin? I feel like I
have a half dollar, a JFK half dollar.
Well, to be honest, yeah, I would choose. They're easy to carry. I wouldn't want like a rabbit's foot or something.
That's
no,
true.
Of course not.
Pain in the ass.
And I have the year on it. It was the last year of Prohibition, 1923.
Nice, dude.
It's factual, Z.
Good
How
year.
Much is that worth in resale?
50 cents.
My current lucky coin is...
Can't wait to see this penny
Your current lucky coin.
So do you cycle these out?
So when... Yeah, like when Big Ben got hurt, did you get a new coin?
No, I've had this one for quite a bit.
Oh, that's a... Is that the Super Bowl quarter?
You want to reveal it?
It says grip it and rip it on it. And it is a John Daly coin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, JD?
It's not a coin. It's actually a ball marker. But
okay.
But it counts as a lucky
coin. I thought that was a drink chip for sure.
Check it out.
It's pretty cool. I mean, if you always have to have something like that on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ball marker.
Well, I did. But ipso facto, I normally do use my lucky coin as a ball marker. Because if you don't have that, then you're just not going to play a good round.
Yeah,
how
you gonna make
you're fucked
puns.
From the start, yeah. You're absolutely fucked.
I'm surprised you haven't. So when was the last time you swapped it? Like, what was your lucky coin before this?
I think it was the one that I bought. But I lost it.
This thing is awesome.
The tough thing is it's hard to hold on to lucky coins.
True.
It is. And ball markers.
A good ball marker is tough to hold on to. But you feel pretty good about that, Connor, huh?
Yeah, I do. It looks good. It's very shiny. It's very clean. Does John Daly just have a bunch of these?
Well, we slept over at his house, so.
So you stole this from his house?
Probably.
Oh, so this wasn't a gift.
So
hold on, if you stole...
Took it out of a glass case in his office.
You stole...
Has anybody seen my ball marker?
This thing isn't bringing you luck if you stole it.
Connor,
it's bringing you bad luck.
Connor, the coin was a gift. And I took it with me.
It just doesn't sound like it was a gift because you don't...
Well, I assumed you got that from the pro shop at his golf course.
No. There was no pro shop. Ooh, at
no, buddy, this is not your normal golf course.
He took it off of the fucking U.S. also, Open trophy in John Daly's fucking case.
That is a
dude.
Stolen yeah. totem.
This Wait, thing is Nick, absurd. Did you get one? You
Absolutely not. I did not get one of these. And I never remember Tony speaking of getting one of these. I've never seen this coin before. It's 200% stolen. Looks like it's a sham.
Looks like I just played myself.
And if you steal something, you know that whatever you're stealing doesn't bring good luck. It brings bad luck.
Well, I disagree. I mean, national treasure.
Yeah, but he was stealing that for the good guy.
Also, I believe also John true. Signed a golf view. Ball for Nick and I it's to give relative. To our fathers.
That is true. I remember that.
And I believe that I accidentally left it in my golf bag and then Hit played it. It
and also true.
You sandlotted it?
Nick was there for that. I eventually got onto the green and went to put my marker down, picked up the ball.
And
I was like, oh fuck, this is John Daly ball.
You fucking got rid of paper ball.
Oh, it was fucked.
Ruined. Saints, you're gone. Yeah.
Oh man,
scumbag.
That's
but you got this coin. You can give it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have the coin before or after that happened?
Don't worry about when I got the coin.
Well, I just want to know it.
I
want to
create
happened,
a timeline.
Well, if it happened, if that happened after you got the coin,
no,
then
I got
the coin
and the ball at the same time.
Oh,
okay?
So the coin's bad luck. You stole a coin. This coin's bad luck. It's a bad luck coin. You need to switch.
Not a bad luck coin.
You need to switch your totems, dude. Hey, did Big Ben get hurt while that was your good luck coin?
Yeah.
Switch your coins, dude. That's a bad luck coin.
You might want to switch the coins out.
Oh shit.
Switch the coins right now. You can't steal a good luck totem.
You can't have two good luck coins. They cancel each other out.
Yeah, it's like crossing your fingers when you make a promise.
Here's my other good luck coin. Maybe this isn't the one I bought. It might be the one I bought. It's just a half dollar.
I thought you were supposed
to. Can I have this?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love half dollars, dude. They're the fucking best.
You can have it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, you can have
what
it.
What year is it?
71. Oh,
let me see it. Huh?
1971.
Let me see it.
Let's
see
if I can do this here.
Good toss.
Solid.
Nice. Good toss. Oh, this is my lucky coin. I finally found it.
We are reenacting John Daly.
What are the chances?
How cool is it? We could just walk into like a bar and slap one of those down on it and get whatever you wanted.
Well, even cooler, you slap down a bag of them.
Yeah,
you,
bag. Oh.
Just like,
where's your chili, boy?
I wish I had a bag of coins that I could slap down on the table.
That was medieval days, yeah. In the West, you just slap one of these coins down, you get a glass of whiskey, a room for the night, a bath, a whore.
Yeah.
Leave the bottle. Just throw down a half dollar.
I'll have a room, whiskey, and the wench upstairs.
The sack of coins, though. You got a great point.
I can't take your lucky coin.
To be honest,
Tony.
I
lost.
Don't know where it's
lost.
You have a great point about that sack of coins. Imagine rolling up to a place asking for a bed.
We'll
I'd like
it.
A bed. I'd like dinner. I'd like a stable for my horse. That's going to cost a lot of money, son. You just reach out. Drop a bag of nickels. Yeah. Oh my God. Right away. It's a different life.
Shame we lost that.
All right. It's over there. I see it.
You had a good life. You had a good life. Put an ad in right here.
Okay. Add one.
No, two, actually.
Two, yeah.
Well, we don't know if that one. That one's very early.
It might, but I might do it.
Yeah, you might do it.
You never know.
All right. I need to tell you about this clothing company that I absolutely fucking love now.
Yeah, what is it?
Mac Weldon.
It's
the best stuff.
Mac Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now, I can tell you that. Mac Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mac Weldon does indeed offer industry-leading underwear, but they're also so much more than just an underwear company.
They are.
It's true.
They're a one-stop shop for all of men's basics. Socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, new adjustable Storm Chaser rain jackets.
Oh, it's the best.
Are you kidding me?
Wearing it right now.
I know. Mac Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics and simple shopping. Mac Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, underwear, shirts, hoodies, and sweatpants and more that you will ever wear.
Guaranteed.
They have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial.
Nice. Ooh. Love it.
They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it and they will still refund you. No questions asked.
That's pretty nice talking.
That is very nice of them. Not only does Mac Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well too. It's good for working out, everyday life,
can't
stuff like that. You get
cannot
it.
Cannot be
you
it.
Absolutely get it. Mac Weldon really does value its loyal customers. Why'd you look at me like that?
It's like you swallowed a frog.
I did. I swallowed a June bug.
Swallowed a June bug.
I swallowed a June bug. That's why they've created the Weldon Blue Loyalty Program. And here's how it works. First, you create an account. It's totally free.
Okay.
Level one, you place an order for any amount and never pay for shipping again.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. Once you purchase $200 worth of products from Mack Weldon, and you will want to purchase that amount because it is so goddamn good.
Yep.
Not only will you continue to receive free shipping, but you will also start saving 20% on every order you make for the next year. Level two also grants you access to new products before they are released to anyone else, as well as free gifts added to future orders.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
I got some long sleeve shirts off this shirt off the website. Oh, very, yeah? Very, very comfortable.
You look good.
Very nice. Thank you. I like those. Thank ones. You. I, you know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code THEPOD. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That's MackWeldon.com and enter promo code THEPOD for 20% off your first order. And trust me, you're going to enjoy it. You are absolutely going to enjoy it. All right, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah. You know what that means.
So I saw some tweets this week, and I'm going to need an update. Your neighbors were up till...
Oh, man. Yeah. Shit. Fucking... Okay, so we have a further...
Fucking...
there's a further... Well, this is...
So
this,
fucking listen.
Well, here's the problem. I was really pissed about this. Now I can't be, because the guy's nice. Zito talked to him on yesterday.
What have you talked to him? He has a nicer range of cars.
I haven't talked to him yet.
Don't let him play you, though.
Well, so this is the deal. I don't know. Zito, what did he say to you about what the downstairs specifically is?
So I walk up to him. I go, yo, is that your whip?
When do you walk up to him?
What do you mean?
Like what time of day?
I don't know. What time did I walk
was
in
it,
that day?
It was yesterday, right?
It was yesterday around...
Sunday at...
2.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty aggressive for 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh,
Sunday.
No. I came in hard. So we air dab because of obviously what's going on.
And sure. You said what? So,
smart.
And I said, is this your whip?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Maserati.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice whip.
And rolls. Then it, and there's a thing in the back. I forgot what it says, but do you remember what it said?
It's like honk if you want a Haitian or something.
Yeah.
And he has Haitian flags on his
This guy
Maserati.
Works for the Haitian compound?
I believe so. So dude. You can get away with murder if he wants. Because what's that that law?
I can't. I
Lethal Weapon 4, they talk about it. I always forget what it's called.
I don't know.
Who is in my house?
So basically, I go, they were super loud last night.
The devil! The devil is not welcome here! And that's what happens when you fucking raid the Haitian compound. Go ahead, sorry.
No, no, you're good. Yeah, so basically said it was a loud party. I was like, do you usually rent this out? And he goes, no, they're guests. So that's for him to get out of the, him like renting it out because he's on a lease, I guess. And then he was like, just let me know if they're loud. I'll get up on them. So he's a really nice guy. And he drives them out. Yeah.
Did you tell them that they were quite loud?
Yeah, but I was like, I'll just let you know next time.
So you guys just have random people coming and staying here at all times.
Bingo. So like, very nice guy, right? But if this is just like his side house where he sends like random
it's his party house.
Dude. Yeah, he has four houses.
Yeah,
said.
Like that's his, it's his party house. So like, yeah, like we can ask these people to turn the music down at, 3:30 in the morning on a Saturday morning. But at 9 a.m., I'm not going to text the guy at 9 a.m. when they're playing music again.
It was a bachelorette party.
How times have changed,
so
Connor.
We had a goddamn bachelorette party.
Why didn't you go strip
party.
For them?
Well, because I didn't know it was a bachelorette party. And Tony, let me just say something.
I mean, I can imagine you walking in all fucking oiled up with your mutton chops and mustache.
Who wants some milk?
I don't think that would have crushed with these ladies, but I do not think they were looking for someone. They were looking for me to swing down there, I don't think.
You used to be the guy up all hours, and like people were complaining about your music.
Yeah, oh, no, well, here's the thing, Nick.
How the tables have turned.
Oh, Nick, my friend, you naive piece of shit. look, I didn't go to bed, and I wasn't sleeping, and that's how I knew they were up that late. I was like, okay, these motherfuckers want to do this. I will stay up as late as they are, and I will play my music just as loud. And that's why when I did go to bed, eventually the music turned off. It was great. But they started again at 8:30 in the
good
fucking
for them,
morning.
Dude. Good for them.
Outpartied you.
That's where my... No, they didn't outparty me because they weren't playing like party music in the morning. It was just like this, like, again, because they're directly below me. It's low music. So all I'm hearing is like...
Song.
And the rhythm of the night.
Yeah, and then it would go quiet for like 5 seconds, and I'd be like, okay, maybe they're done. And then again.
And the one that I love.
Yeah. And so it was just, it's tough. I can deal with the late nights. The late nights I don't have a problem with.
It's
the early mornings after the late nights that are.
How's Calypso handling this?
Calypso, hush, man.
Calypso was knocked over this morning.
When oh, I saw no. Sprinted outside. I would have filmed it, but it was storming out. Yeah, I had to sprint out there before she died. But I don't think Calypso's taking it very well. She was pretty bitchy this weekend, actually, to be honest with you. She's dropping her leaves all over the place. I'm worried that people walking...
Just little poison pellets little everywhere.
Yeah, just poison traps. And I'm worried that people walking next... to the house that they might, you know, yeah, they might take some.
It's like right above the sidewalk.
So right above the sidewalk. Yeah, so Calypso's getting pissed off.
Well, if you got some fucking bozo eating leaves walking on the sidewalk, you know, I mean, then maybe it's not a bad idea if that guy gets poisoned.
True, absolutely, absolutely. Again, I think that it is still hysterical that we believe that Lowe's would sell me a poison plant.
Well, but, I mean, I fucking searched it on the internet.
Yeah, the Calypso shrub, that is the Calypso tree's brother, and, you know, they have a bad relationship. Calypso doesn't shut up about it. It's bad. But yeah, no, the shrub is like the poison
tree. Well, I saw Nick brought in the plant pot for you today, so.
Yeah, oh. Hopefully that will do some justice for me. I need to get some soil.
Did you give him the...
I have not given him the pull-up bar. I took it out of storage to bring it in this morning, but I forgot it.
That's a start. What do you have storage?
Baby steps.
Storage is under my bed, yes. So well, I pulled it out.
If you want to add it, I have a garage gym now.
Yeah.
So. Tony, here we go.
Tony fucking opened up an LA Fitness in his goddamn garage this weekend.
I fucking cleaned out the garage, hung a TV.
It looks great.
In the garage. You know, it feels great.
You didn't have that TV out there?
No, we did. Okay. We did have the TV it was sitting on a table. Yeah, we mounted it.
Tony.
It's a nice gym, too. I like it. Not a lot of workout equipment, a TV, and a refrigerator. Well, so TV, you know a lot's going to get done.
Well, and then there's bands, and then there's the boxing bag. I mean, it's a garage.
Tony's garage gym.
It's a garage gym. And I tell you what, it's going to be hot in there this summer. It's probably going to die. It's probably going to be... It's also going to be a sauna.
Oh, yeah, how about that?
Look at it. That's beautiful.
It is, dude.
It does look good.
I like the raw aesthetic. Unfinished walls, mm-hmm. Just, you know.
Well, it's not my house. So.
I like the pad because there's no way you can stand on the pad and punch that.
I do love how you didn't have enough pad and you just grabbed the Hot Works yoga mat.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you got to do what you have to do.
No, exactly.
What you can't see is the other half of the garage is I laid a bunch of carpet down. So if you got to lay down and do some sit ups or something,
smart. Like that. Ooh, nice. That is smart.
Yeah. Did you run cable out there? Or
No. So the wire hanging down on the left has the HDMI to iPhone, so you can play whatever is playing on your iPhone to the TV.
Wow.
Nice. So like I have my YouTube TV on my iPhone and stuff like that. I'll fucking put it up there.
Put a fire stick on it.
I mean, I was watching the golf match while I was out there yesterday. On it was pretty nice.
Were you putting stuff together or were you?
No, clean it. It was dirty. Yeah, it was dirty. Yeah.
Did you use Amazon, it all this weekend?
No. It got finished last night.
So. No, yeah. You got it. First weekend is to build it.
Yeah.
Second week.
Got to look at it. Got to look at it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of home furnishings, can we talk about this house we found in Plum?
Absolutely. Yeah, Plumboro is where Nick and I grew up and Pat.
Yeah. And someone tweeted us, this is actually your side of town, your neighborhood.
Yeah,
HP,
Holly Park. Yeah.
You and Pat. This guy tweeted out, I just discovered the greatest house listing of all time. It starts out very unassuming and modest. And it does. It looks like your standard Holiday Park ranch house. Mm-hmm. And then he has a Twitter thread here with a bunch of pictures. He's got the backyard, physical pictures of the pool. This is at Fraser Approves, by the way, if you want to go look at it. And I was
Fraser
like,
with an S or a Z?
With a Z. And someone tweeted this out and said, oh, this is in Plum. And I was intrigued. I said, oh, okay, interesting. And then I thought, like, I'm looking at these pictures. Inside, there's like a medieval castle-style living room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. They've got a whole beach room. It's a room filled with sand, like actual sand. The walls painted like the beachfront.
There's shells in there.
I did that for our college beer pong table. We put on one side, you know, 2x4s, and then filled it with sand, and then put glass over top of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty creative. Pretty cool. Did that break?
No. Well, the glass was more of like a plastic glass,
a plexiglass type.
And then the middle was a poster of the ocean. So,
damn,
pretty nice.
You guys were just playing beer pong on the beach. And
yeah, it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
And then there was another room that was done up like a spaceship.
Yes.
And it's got like this little central command table and all these. That. I'm assuming fake gadgets and stuff on the walls. Could be real. I don't know.
They might be real.
People live here?
So
what room is that?
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, they murdered people. It started jogging some memory here. And
you've been here?
I've never been in this house, but I was like, oh man, I remember kids in high school talking about going to this guy's house to smoke weed and talking about him having like this beach room and sand in the room. And I was like, oh shit, this has to be it. So I texted my buddy. I was like, hey, is this the house you used to go to? He's like, yeah. So when we were like 13, 14, they used to go to this guy's house. This guy's name is Captain Johnny. They called him Epoch. Okay. And he had this house.
Like, hey.
You went? What? Yeah, what?
No, Epoch rings a bell. I've been listening to you talk about
this. Yeah, and I asked you initially. I was like, have you been to this guy's house? And
no,
you said
but
no
I've
at
heard
first.
Them
but
talk about Epoch.
Yes, this is his house.
Okay. I know a lot about Epoch. I've never gone to Epoch's crib, but I've heard a lot of stories about Epoch. That was back when trampoline wrestling was going.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was a champion at the time.
Does Epoch have a body count?
I never met him, but I never went over there. But the boys did drugs over there.
Yeah, so the first thing most people are going to assume is this guy was a pedo. Not the case. I can verify that. But he was like a middle-aged man, and he was smoking weed in there, and these guys used to go over. He had like an intercom and a security camera set up the front. So you'd go up to the front door, you'd knock, and he'd look through the camera and buzz around back.
Oh, is that so you can see the camera right there?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I guess he was like a big stay off the grid guy, conspiracy theory guy, huge alien guy. So they'd all go to his place and get stoned and drink some beers in there and have this good old time. It was good. You gotta come. Like, nah, like I'm not going to this secret fantasy house you guys go to. I didn't believe it. Like,
yeah, but you gotta remember the people that are saying this. I mean, the people that are inviting you to set Epoch's house, these people are not, let's say.
Yeah, I had one friend who used to hang out with these people. Tools. And he would be like, he would tell us about it. And I'd be like, oh, man.
They're probably like the Connors of our high school.
I don't know. Connor's too soft to be at our high school.
But yeah, I'm glad you know about that. If you remembered it.
Really? I do remember Epoch. Yeah.
I mean, that's close to our house.
These kids would slap you right in the fucking mouth, right in front of your parents and teachers, and walk right out and not give a single fuck.
Yeah, but I'd eat it and, you know, keep it moving.
But I got questions as to why the house is now for sale, and it's only like 160 grand.
Well,
like,
because it's fucking Elmo's fantasy fuck around in there.
Bingo.
Epoch, you're gonna have to redo Bolivia. The entire inside unless you're on fucking
what happened to Epoch?
LSD. The
I don't know. I'm worried about him.
Did Epoch become an adult? Fucking Epoch. That
he's
name,
like a grandpa now.
I have not heard that name in so long. It used to be named like going down to Epoch's house.
I had never Epoch. Heard.
Doesn't and isn't that one of those things?
Is that a character in Star Trek?
It's not my grade.
That you think you would never forget. Like I hear that now, and I'm like, holy shit! How did I forget that existed in my life?
Yeah, and then once you see the photos, it's like, man, should have won at least once.
Yeah,
should have won at least.
Yeah, once I found out no one ever got touched or anything, yeah, I probably should have won.
Sweet fucking pool in the backyard too.
There was get your feet in the sand.
Yeah,
yeah, giant, above ground.
Above ground, but I mean, it kind of had like a deck built around it. You know, so that's the classic above ground, underground.
But I guess he did all that himself in the house and just had a good old time with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to steal all those designs. That's exactly what my house is going to look like.
Instead of going to the mall 18 times a week, maybe we should have went to Epoch's house.
That's what I'm saying. That was the year above me. That was next year.
Yeah, that was a weird grade. That was a weird grade.
Very weird.
You guys had an eclectic group, for sure.
Certainly. A bunch of little different cool ones.
Room. Yeah, I mean, the spiral staircases.
How about the vineyard he got growing on the back of the house? He's popping grapes out there.
That's it. But, I mean, this guy should have had his own reality show, like remodeling houses or something.
Look at this, dude. This is Epoch.
Is this Epoch right now?
This is Epoch's backyard.
Yeah, he would. Anything about Epoch's fam coming around.
Epoch would never let photos like this come out. Come on. Yeah, guys, off the grid. You take those down in a second.
Epoch. This is what I picture Zito's house.
Look at that wall. It's just space.
Cosmic, bro.
It's awesome.
We get lost in cosmic, man.
I would just look at that. Yeah, I'd look at that wall for hours.
There was a gargoyle up there.
So this is a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean the visual part?
We talked about the Twitter thread. You could go look at the pictures.
They know where to find it.
Oh, follow along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Follow along. Yeah. Here, pause. Pause while you go find the Twitter account. Now resume once you find the pictures. Speaking of space, do you know that Pluto was like the size of Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Brazil,
fucking
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a dwarf. I mean, quite a difference there, but yeah.
Still.
Rhode Island, Brazil.
Yeah.
Still.
How big do you think it was? On all those maps, they had it very small.
Yeah. Well, dummy me.
They call it a dwarf planet.
Dummy me hasn't associated the planets with size probably since grade school. Like, now thinking back, now I know that Jupiter and Saturn are the biggest, but probably like 2 weeks ago, I'd been like, oh, they're all the same size.
Yeah, I would assume it would have been bigger than a country on Earth.
Which one produced the UFOs that are flying around that we're now releasing 100% videos.
That's the only Saturn. Question we need.
Epoch would know.
I think Saturn.
Epoch knows. You think Saturn are coming out of there?
Yeah,
you gotta fight against the rings. On
the way out. I think they're just on the highway of rings all the time.
Oh, you think it's like Mario Kart?
Yes.
And then somebody
star planet.
You almost got us.
Rainbow Road.
Thank you.
And then when you bounce out, you just kind of. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo,
it's down. Also very big, very big. Tough for satellites to get through because of the rings.
It's got several of its own moons.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking even Neptune.
Titan.
Yeah.
Titan's Jupiter's moon, right?
Might be. I don't know. Getting confused all the time.
I'm still not 100% sold that they're not inside the moon.
Our
moon. I'm with you on this.
Our moon.
Yeah.
There was something this weekend. There was a thread that someone tagged us in this weekend. Did you guys see it all? Like, maybe. There was in Brazil, there was a weird alien phenomena.
No, I didn't see that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Freaking
signs.
It was like
Fuck. Now that we're talking about it, there's something called Hangar 51.
Really?
No, Hangar 1. Hangar with an A.
It's on Netflix? I watched the preview. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, so Eisenhower negotiated a deal with the aliens. Allegedly.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Him, Ike.
It was him or somebody else.
Hangar 1.
Yeah, I believe it was him or Nixon.
Nixon. Then the preview I watched, Nixon picked up Jackie Gleason,
yeah,
I think,
and took him.
Yeah, to the hangar in Florida.
Showed Jackie Gleason all the alien bodies. Yeah, that's a part of it. And then I guess Eisenhower negotiated a deal. So I guess Eisenhower went missing, so much so that they had a report that he had a heart attack and died. And then he popped up, like, on the other side of America, and he was like, I was getting my hair cut or whatever. And I
think, what?
They think he was at Fort George or St. George or something like that, Air Force Base over there. Yeah, allegedly he did a deal with the aliens.
Is this a series or like a one?
There's a bunch of them. Presidential Encounters was the episode I watched.
Must watch now.
Yeah, I say I'm in on that. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Nothing... You know,
nothing groundbreaking.
Are they showing? You're not seeing anything, but do they have people who are like, do they have that lady who he took to Hangar 1 or
that
guy?
That was Jackie Gleason. That was a guy. He was a comedian back in the day. I had to Google it as well.
Very dead.
Very dead.
Oh, okay.
He was the Zing Pal right in the Kisser guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's the guy, by the way. If you're president, you want to take as a comedian, but if we're taking comedians, we would like this show to be up for next presidential take into alien world. Yeah. We would like that to be known.
Also, I think you would want to take a comedian, too. Because, like, okay, he can make jokes about it, and people won't actually know if it's real.
And they know how to read the room.
True. Yeah, but you can still get your word out there.
He said he thought it was old babies. He thought it was old babies in there.
Really?
Yeah, and then he saw his aliens.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, if they were.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you on Twitter search aliens in Brazil.
What's that, Connor?
Very interesting.
On aliens in Brazil on Twitter, there's like a thread about it, and then there's also videos of helicopters and stuff patrolling the area after the next day, not letting anybody in and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people aren't allowed in places for a certain amount of time. That mm-hmm. raises a lot of questions in this hangar one too.
Hmm.
What are you talking about? You just a little bit.
What were you talking about?
Oh, I wasn't talking about anything.
No, you were talking about something.
No, I wasn't.
No, you were.
Just think that it's interesting that this person thought that the aliens that the president of the United States was showing him could have been babies. I think those are two very different things.
No, I don't think so.
Although you're right. I don't know what the aliens look like. Maybe the aliens do look
like
human
babies. Yeah,
you got no idea.
You have no idea.
Yeah. I'll never know, probably. Wonder what they had for lunch that day.
Oh, the guy couldn't eat, actually, for the next 8 days.
Really? Couldn't eat for the next 8 days?
Jackie Gleason, who's overweight, his wife came out and said that he could not eat for the next week or something.
That makes sense.
I wonder if he saw anything. Other than aliens.
Connor,
wait,
you can't do that.
You can't. That would cause him to.
How many shows are you trying to ruin?
I'm not ruining anything. I'm just bringing up questions. Just trying to dive a little deeper. I want to just read the headlines here.
Jackie Gleason could not eat after seeing said thing that he didn't think was aliens, his wife says.
Hmm.
It's real. It's on Hangar 1. Hangar 1.
Watch it tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
I will watch
after Songland. Number.
Songland
is on.
Here we go.
What a good show, Connor. You know the deal.
Well, I've actually wanted to watch it, but every time it comes around, I just forget.
Go on.
When I Googled Hangar Aliens, Hangar 18 popped up, and then Hangar 1 also popped up.
Oh, I think it's Hangar 1 on Netflix.
How many hangars do they have?
A lot of hangars. I mean, there's been a lot of alien encounters on our day.
Yeah.
in our day.
That UFO thing just fucking rolled out. See you later.
No one cares.
No one cares. We are the only ones that have mentioned it on a regular basis.
Oh, it's because aliens confirmed.
Who's flying them? Tell me. I'd like to know.
I'm tired of them fucking just.
Just let us know.
If it's that frequent too, like the way that they broke down, like when they saw them. If
fucking
it's that
show frequent, yourselves.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
So many.
Like,
what are you afraid of?
Yeah, what's all the smoke and mirrors?
Probably my fucking swing.
What did Eisenhower tell him?
My bat swing.
Dwight?
Dwight D. Eisenhower?
Allegedly negotiated a deal and got some technology and did some other stuff.
Hey, Pat, I got a question for you.
It's after the Cold War.
Get some blankets.
You know the...
is Eisenhower around after Cold War?
Cold War was 60.
He would have been, right at the launch of it, pretty much. He was the 50s.
Who was after him?
Nixon.
Nixon would have been right in the heart of the Cold War. He was at 70.
So I don't know which one it was. It was one of them. It was one of them. By the way, did you know that... forget it.
No.
Well, 8 days, 6 days... a certain amount of days before JFK was murdered, assassinated, he was asking some questions about aliens and stuff.
Oh, boy.
So it was the alien on the hill.
Could have been.
Tell you who it wasn't.
Who's that, Connor?
Go ahead.
No.
Epoch.
I'm just messing around, boys.
Go ahead, Epoch.
Oh, I'm Epoch. Yeah, I don't live in the house yet. I mean, I will,
let's hear it.
All right. For e-commerce businesses, shipping in 2 days or less is the new standard.
It really is.
And as a growing business, how can you keep up? Introducing Shippo, your business's new secret weapon.
It is a good secret weapon.
Shippo is the only shipping software for growing businesses that you can start today, set up in minutes, and then ship today. Because they ship hundreds of millions of packages, Shippo's volume discounts save you up to 90% off carrier rates. Simply connect your online store to Shippo. No coding or technical expertise is required, and they will instantly identify the lowest shipping rates from 55 plus top global carriers like UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. Your orders are automatically pulled in and ready to go. Just click, print, and ship. Plus, automated return labels are free. You only pay if your customers use them. Companies that use Shippo save thousands of dollars, free up hours of valuable time, and on average grow 77% year over year.
Wow.
Join over 100,000 companies like Goat, Hims, and MeUndies.
I know those.
Who are saving up to 90% off carrier rates with Shippo. For our listeners, they're offering their best discount available anywhere. Get a shipping consultation and Shippo Pro Plan 6-month trial for free at goshippo.com/the pod. That's up to a $700 value for free at goshippo.com/the pod.
Here we go, Shippo.
Shippo.
Right now and get your shipping consultation and Shippo Pro Plan 6-month trial for free at goshippo.com/the pod.
Woo!
I have a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
You know the human that helped Lewis and Clark?
Squanto?
Close. Very close.
Sacagawea.
There it is. Sacagawea, actually. But
Connor is saying that her name is Sacagawea.
It is.
No, like, there's that another is, pronunciation we've been using.
Sacagawea.
Yeah.
But Sacagawea is how they said that you actually pronounce it. It was spelled Sacagawea.
No, this is a Zito's.
No. I'm being dead serious. No.
Yeah, you're throwing the word cock in there.
Sacagawea. I'm dead serious. I'm not doing this to say cock. Sacagawea is how I was told that Sacagawea's name is actually pronounced.
Yeah, but who told you it?
Well, according historians? To Wikipedia, that is correct. It is pronounced Sacagawea.
Well, that's different than how he's saying it.
There's also Sacagawea or Sacagawea.
Which is where we're
on Wikipedia.
We live in the Sacagawea.
Yeah. Well, tell me the other thing we learned about her, that we have no idea when she actually died.
Oh, yeah. She either died when she was 24 or 95. They're not quite sure.
That's quite a
life change.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
And the only photos I have of her is her pointing at all times.
Yeah, and she looks like 35, so you really can't tell how old Sacagawea was. But it is
Sacagawea?
I'm not going to back down.
No, he's not backing down on this.
It's Sacagawea. Huh.
Hey, Lewis. Nick said on an episode last week, I believe, that he would fight a kangaroo.
Bad idea.
Oh, I know.
There's a video of a kangaroo at a door yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they have? Raptor claws? Yeah.
They have some talent.
Yeah, that's a bad decision, buddy.
Listen, you got to, again, Dix has taken something out of context. You got to put context around it. The question was, what was the largest animal that you could fight and think you could?
Still a bad decision.
Yeah. And I, in my brain, that kangaroo is the largest animal that I think I could fight and still have, let's say, a 50-50 chance of surviving.
50-50. I think if you get behind it, you're good.
You do have a 3-inch pocket knife blade to use as well.
3 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To a kangaroo.
Yeah, he's got 10 of them. I'm not sure how many fingies they have, but
safe to say 10.
Potentially 8.
But oh shit, and 20.
I'm just saying it's possible.
Nah, I don't think it's even possible.
No, it's not.
Even
I think
close. You couldn't do it.
What, a kangaroo?
Yeah.
What do I got? A baseball bat or a 3-inch blade?
A 3-inch blade. Inch.
Oh, to the baseball.
You'd rather
bat
have the baseball
day.
Bat.
We saw you do it to TV
to keep it
to keep the distance.
I saw that one guy out in the bush walk up and sock at kangaroo right
that
in the mouth.
That dude was
and stunned the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, but
he was also Australian, which you are not.
He was not Australian.
Yeah, but
maybe he wasn't Australian.
I don't think he was Australian.
I mean,
he was in Australia.
Yeah, that kangaroo didn't know he was in it for a fight. He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
That kangaroo was bullying everybody out there in the bush.
Yeah, but he didn't know that guy wasn't going to go on to continue to fight him. That was a one punch get away from me.
Well, you hit him with that one punch. You stun him, then you keep going. You don't lay off.
Well, no offense. Well, no.
I'm just saying it's possible.
The kangaroo did not expect the not human plausible to punch him in the face.
Possible.
You're getting a fucking double mouth root kick right to the
he's
mouth.
Getting his throat slit from ear to ear.
Whoa! Jesus.
And then he probably puts you in his pocket. Yeah. He probably puts you in his pocket.
Yeah, you would have to, I guess, get on his back there, rear naked choke, and give him the slice of the throat.
How you doing?
Yeah, stay away from the feet. That's important.
For sure.
That's true.
Yeah, you gotta dance. Gonna have to chop block air.
I do believe you're behind it. You could choke it out.
Yeah, like
you can't choke out of.
What's another option? What is another option?
I said wolf with a 3-inch blade.
I just don't think that.
See, this now we're back in the Aaron Foster conversation.
I didn't say bare hands like he did, but like a wolf that size right there, I would cut its head off with a 3-inch blade.
That's like a coyote size.
Yeah, bring it back home with me.
Connor said a raccoon.
I said I don't think that we're taking into account how wild and rabid these animals are.
Raccoons?
And I think, no, well, in general. And then when you get to a thing like a raccoon, they're so agile and quick. I mean, you've seen one recently. It could probably claw your eyes out.
A raccoon?
Yeah.
Nah, if you got peanut butter, that thing will stop everything it's doing.
Well, I mean, this is a raccoon that hasn't eaten for 10 days.
You're literally, you're living on a wildlife foundation right now.
It's unbelievable. Steve Irwin, shout out to him. Shout out. That's what I'm living on right now. Fox with 2 babies, raccoons, 45 babies. They're living in my walls. I mean, I hear them. We're feeding them, so they're only going to get fatter. They're going to come through our ceiling. Yep. It's next level stuff going on right now.
Tell the raccoons.
Do the raccoons and foxes get along?
No, right? I mean, those are two that.
Yeah, fox and the hound. I've seen it.
Oh, you should pin them against each other.
They already are, bub. Naturally, one's hungry and one's eatable.
Yeah.
Therefore, they are against each other.
Unless you give raccoons knives.
That's how nature works.
Hey, my foxes those things are funny little bastards.
Are they big?
No,
they're small.
Small. Like kind of bounce dogs. Around. Very, very.
Are they aggressive?
I'm not sure.
They could be.
They're usually pretty timid, thin. They have really skinny legs, and they like to grandstand a lot.
They grandstand a lot. They will not attack your pets.
Like groundhog with teeth.
But they'll go after bunnies and stuff. Like the coyotes, I guess, is what you really got to worry about. Because there's like a Save the Foxes push happening on the internet right now because people get scared of foxes when they should be scared of coyotes from what I've been
told. No, coyotes are legit. They'll take your little dogs and run with them.
Yeah, and they'll also snap their necks and eat them.
Yeah.
You know, see that?
They'll snap the dog's necks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Small dogs. Your dog probably get it from a coyote.
My dog's got a thick neck.
Yeah, it's coming for it.
They like the thick necks.
Yeah. More room to latch their teeth into.
My corgi, dead from coyote. Val, though, fucking good luck, coyote. Good luck. Murph, he's handling that
coyote. Oh, yeah, Murph's handling it.
Walt's going to fucking jump over to
stomp him. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Calyptos or whatever is just going to lay there.
Calyptos?
lay there and die.
You think that Calypso would just lay there and die?
Yeah, it's a poisonous bush.
Exactly. There's traps all over the place. It's difficult just to get to Calypso these days.
Remember when Connor and Zito were like, oh, we love this animal that we have, and then they left it to die and never to see again?
No, I visit him the other day.
Oh, Pupcat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just not true,
Tony. I still give him treats
every weekend. Pupcat is completely gone.
Yeah, they just left him to die.
He actually, Pupcat update, he killed the bunny.
Yeah, he killed the bunny the other week.
It's because they don't have a dad anymore. You guys all left him.
Yeah, now he's acting out.
Well, it's about time to bring out the savage in him. He was putting mice in his mouth, not even killing
emo
him.
Emo cat.
I hate my dad.
So he's still living at the other house.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys pick him up and bring him to the real house?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Calypso, he would probably die. Oh, that's
true. What do you say?
You have to either get rid of Calypso or Pupcat.
Oh, I mean, the former is not happening, so I'll talk to Calypso and I'll see what her deal is with cats or whether she likes dogs or not even. I mean, maybe we go with a fish.
Have you guys talked about the neighbors being up till 4 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Turns out it's just a party house.
Yeah. Zio, do you want to break down what you were told?
I'm bad at storytelling, and I don't think you really hear me that well.
I can hear you really well.
Yeah, basically, he rents it out to... I asked if he rents it out. He goes, no, they're just guests. So he has a guest stay there every weekend.
Yeah, so we're working with some guy's like side party house.
It is an Airbnb.
That he just has people. But he owns it.
No. He rents.
So he rents so he that
can't
house.
Say, he can't say he rents it out because he'll get in trouble.
He's sub.
But then he says he has guests come over. As like his cover for it.
And they pay him.
Does he live there during the week? Do people live there during the week?
He does,
yeah. He's renting an apartment from somebody and then renting it out as an Airbnb on the weekend.
To pay for him renting, and then you guys are paying for his day-to-day.
It's a brilliant scheme.
This guy is somehow living...
Well, no, this is a different guy.
There's no way, because this guy drives Maseratis and Audis and stuff, unless he's stealing those, too.
Oh, jeez.
Stealing? Nobody's stealing anything. He's just kind of... He's found a hustle in this.
Yeah. He's hustling those, too.
He's good hustling.
He rents from our
Landlord,
and then he just puts it out on his website of some sort, not Airbnb.
Yeah, we just have parties there.
Yes,
it's much easier to afford a Maserati, Connor, when you don't pay any rent because you're getting it supplemented.
That's a good point. Can you say something about this? Because I assume you're
late. Because you can't. Stitches get stitches.
Yeah, you guys literally can't because you'd be the worst type of humans if you did that. Yeah. But there's no.
I air dab him every time. He's a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah. We were talking about his Maserati. He said, let me drive it one day.
Well, yeah, of course. He's got stooges living above him while he's having a fucking party.
These guys aren't going to do shit.
These guys aren't going to do anything. I'm doing this completely illegal.
He watched out for our packages. He brings our packages inside.
Oh, which ones, though?
After going
fucking
through all
too many of them. Fucking that's what ones.
The day he brought the packages, problem. It was the most insane thing of all time.
So those parties that are happening are pretty awesome parties or what?
Oh, no, it's a bachelorette party. Awesome.
Yeah, bachelorette party. Bachelorette party.
What?
Yeah, what's that?
What was that?
I'll just wait till after.
No, it's not. The camera's not on you. Camera's not on you.
Yeah, they had a bachelorette party. It was wonderful.
What's wrong with you?
It was wonderful. What do you mean, what's wrong with me? I'm fucking getting woken up at 8 a.m. on a Saturday from their bullshit music.
Why are you so despicable?
And now it's
the music. Let me hear what.
And now it's. Oh, well, I couldn't hear the lyrics. That would have been nice. All I heard was the. And it was just that for, you know, I don't know, from 8:30 until I got out of bed. So till, I don't know, 10, hour and a half of that.
Is that, you're cranky, that's what you didn't get any sleep.
I'm not cranky,
no, you're cranky.
Believe me, I think we all know I don't really need that much sleep. But what
no, you do.
Oh, yeah,
you
a little do. More than before. But the problem I have is waking up, like they can stay up till 4 in the morning and play music. But you got to give me at least till 10 in the morning after.
I hear you. I understand.
There's got to be a little give and take.
There's got to be a little give and take. The turnaround from, you know, 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. is just, I mean, give me. That's you know, yeah, but these people are graduating college.
When they're on their bachelorette weekend.
And also, have you gone down and negotiated this? Like, hey,
I
need at least 11.
I was a little scared to go down there.
I would like to raise the question, who's doing their bachelorette weekend at an Airbnb where you guys live in Indianapolis?
Exactly what my question was too, Nick.
Who was it?
What?
Describe the party.
Describe the party.
Yeah.
Describe it.
Describe the party. So I didn't see too much of the party.
Oh, you just heard it.
I heard it. Yeah, I heard the party.
I think what Connor is trying to get to was like a Madea film.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a Madea film is.
Oh, my God. Zito's even worse.
No, seriously, what's a Madea film?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Perry, you know.
Madea's, what is it, House of Pain or whatever?
Sure.
Madea, one of those Madea family reunions. Jesus, Zito, that's not what I'm saying at all.
What are you saying? You're saying Precious.
What the hell? You guys are putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
I heard you say that.
How did you even get that image in your head?
That's what you said.
I didn't describe anyone at this party.
Yeah, you did.
When did I do that?
I saw you earlier.
I didn't describe anything. I was stretching my arms out here. My arms are killing me. I was working out earlier. I was just going like this. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're disgusting.
You guys are the disgusting ones. The fact that you just went to Precious, who I don't even know who that is.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. Pull up Precious.
And you couldn't have some loving?
I mean, I can't believe you guys. You guys disgust me.
Us?
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Nah.
You think I would, first of all, go and take advantage of a bachelorette party? Just a bunch of women trying to celebrate them, you know, joining together for love? You think I would do that?
I mean, you're the one saying you got sick because a couple of them looked like Precious. You know?
See, I didn't throw
up.
I don't even know where you guys even got that from. I cannot believe that you asshats came in here talking about a precious bachelor party below me. The only thing that was precious about these women were their personalities, okay? So you guys should just back off, and next time there's a bachelorette party, I'll call you boys to come on over and knock on that door.
You know what?
That's what we'll do.
If
somebody call for the police.
But he did tell me, though, just text them whenever they get out of control, and he'll reach out to them and he'll tell them to be quiet.
The way that you're describing the party is, you know what? Call us, please, next time, because that sounds like a great time for rest of us.
I mean, no, you're right. I think maybe I didn't take advantage of the party.
Take advantage? What are you talking about? Why are you saying
no
that?
No one told you to take advantage of anyone.
Well, no, not take advantage of anyone. Take advantage of the fact that they were partying below where I was sitting. So what I could have done is just went down there and listened to their music.
Someone milk me.
Maybe you show up with Calypso.
Oh please, geez. No. Calypso's not ready to meet anybody yet. She does not like people right now. Seriously, she was such a bitch this weekend. But eventually,
a plant?
Yeah. Oh man. She was such a bitch. It stunk.
What'd she do, dude?
Dude, she's just making a mess. She's like in those like teenage, like she doesn't give a fuck about anything in years. You know? So now I have to treat her like a goddamn infant, and I want to be an adult with her, but now I got to treat her like she's just.
You want me come talk to Calypso a little bit?
Not yet.
So what you're saying is she's making a mess. You're waking up. She's on the ground, passed out.
Exactly.
Drunk.
She's making a mess. Good night, Calypso. Fuck you. It's like, listen, Calypso, I'm taking care of you. I'm feeding you every single day. And yeah, for the first 2 weeks, I was doing it wrong and I was watering the wrong part of the plant. But with that being said,
you're literally Bobby Boucher's dad.
But with that being said,
just pouring water on the leaves?
I was pouring water all over the leaves. You're not supposed to do that. But once I learned that you're not supposed to do that, I pulled those dead leaves off the plant, and she looks fucking good now. But yeah, no, seriously.
You just thought you're supposed to reenact rain?
What do you mean?
When you're watering something?
That's what my thought was, yeah. Just reenact the rain and then dump the empty, like the extra water in the soil.
What do you mean the extra water?
Like the extra water. So the way I contracted my watering can is that I poked a hole in the bottom of a solo cup. So I have a... I fill the
one hole.
Just one hole. So I fill the. I put the.
That's pretty cool. It just.
I put the solo cup with the hole. I put the solo cup with the hole into another solo cup.
Smart.
Then I fill the solo cup. When I'm going to water Calypso, I just take the top solo cup out and just recreate the rain.
Why don't you just pour the cup?
Because I'm trying to get the whole entire plant. The first time I did it, I didn't have the hole in the bottom of the cup, and I just tried to pour, and I missed a bunch. I had to do like three different runs. It sucks. So then once I just poked the hole in the bottom, it was just much quicker, and Calypso's never been better.
Oh, man.
She has been, though, whenever she was getting actually watered.
Calypso's never looked better.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
She's been acting.
This has been the pod. I hope you learned something today. I did. I learned a lot today.
Yes. Did you, Connor?
Yeah. I feel like I taught a lot today, too.
Did you Google how to take care of a plant?
No, I should have done that. Because if I did that before, I would have came home with a flower pot and soil, and I wouldn't still need that, even though I now have flower pot A.
Congratulations. It's been a good episode of the pod. Follow us at the pod PMI on Twitter and Instagram. store.patmacshow.com, youtube.com/patmacshow. Is the Shark King dead yet, or is it still a thing?
Shark's a swimming. Yeah, big heist. You.
Probably the deadest thing I've ever seen next to Calypso.
But Calypso is going to live for 55,000 years probably, but the Shot Gang is going to be a heist like probably right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shot, 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 shot.
See you Wednesday.